Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's psalm is Psalm 68, a fairly long psalm of David, possibly written to be used in his day as an order of service at the tabernacle. Like all of Scripture, it is still meant for us today, as we continue to recall God's faithfulness to his people through all the ages, and his enduring steadfast love toward all of us, even as we suffer sometimes at the hand of unbelievers. I will read several of the verses today. God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. But the righteous shall be glad, they shall exult before God. They shall be jubilant with joy. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord, exalt before him. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain, before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you shed abroad. You restored your inheritance as it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong deliverances from death. But God will strike the heads of his enemies, the hairy crown of him who walks in his guilty ways. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that you may strike your feet in their blood, that the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from the foe. Your procession is seen, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers in front, the musicians last, between them virgins playing tambourines. Bless God in the great congregation, the Lord, O you who are of Israel's fountain. O kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens. Behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. The first two verses of this psalm paint quite a picture in my head. One of a campfire of smoke we often kindle outside our cabin in cold weather, and another of votive candles being left in my car one time when the temperatures were well over 110 degrees Fahrenheit. With these verses, David begins this psalm with strong words of how God deals with his enemies, powerfully and definitively. Smoke from a campfire is quickly blown away by a strong wind, never to be seen or smelled again. Likewise, with my melting candles, intense heat in a rather short period of time caused my candles to melt into shallow, shapeless blobs of wax with no wicks for lighting, totally useless. This is how God will deal with unbelieving, unrepentant enemies of God. They will be driven away eternally from God's presence and perish forever. And while that most certainly should put, literally, the fear of God into the hearts of the wicked, it is how our God acts on behalf of his children, believers who suffer at the hands of God's enemies because of their faith. The comfort for us from this truth of God's promise is that he will deal with those who hate us because of Christ. Like smoke that is driven away by the force of a strong wind, or wax that melts before a fire, so shall the Lord God deal with our enemies, those who reject Christ. Just as some people recall all of the wonderful attributes of a dear friend, David recalls in this psalm how, in the lives of the oft-rebellious Israelites, the times that God provided for their every need, leading them safely through and out of the desert, giving them food and water, protecting the widows, and especially giving them a place to gather for worship, to pray, and to sing songs of thanksgiving in the form of a tabernacle, tent, or temple. These blessings continue to draw us to our Lord today and move us to respond by singing praises to God and to joyfully exalt His name to the nations. Our loving and faithful God bears us up still today through all the trials of life, whether it be financial, health, family, or earthly fears, and through His almighty and powerful word in preaching, in baptism, and Holy Communion. God has given us families in which to be nourished, governments to keep civil order, and He's given us the church for the gifts of forgiveness and the message of salvation. Yes, because we are all sinners, we often mess up each one of these institutions, yet God remains faithful, blessing us with His forgiveness and steadfast love. This God, our God, brings salvation to all who trust in Him, and judgment to all who oppose Him. So, today we join with the psalmist again in proclaiming, "Awesome is God from His sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to His people. Blessed be God." We pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your many blessings to us, especially the forgiveness of all our sins, the glory of Your kingdom on earth, and the promise of salvation through Christ. Let the power of Your word continue to scatter our enemies and daily bear us up by Your grace and Your righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.